Talking today with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. Ben, the rains really shut down a lot of movement into the Oklahoma National Stockyards on Monday. What, just under 2,000 head was the number I saw?
Yes, that was, Ron, compared to about 8,100 a year ago. And it was a good general rain over a big, pretty much all the wheat country. You know, I don't think the Panhandle got as much, but they did get some. But it was just what we needed, filling up these stock ponds and tanks and getting this wheat a drink that it sure needed.
You mentioned ponds. I got to think that the guys that I've talked to, I know you've talked to a lot of folks as well, but there were a lot of people very worried about, you know, ponds that normally don't go dry, were almost dry or were dry. So this turned things around, the attitude in a hurry.
Absolutely, quickly. You know, and because there were some of them I talked to that was pretty full the first of the summer, and by, you know, just a few weeks ago, they were running out, which kind of surprised me how fast that turned. This is a game changer on it. You know, we have had a lot of 5 and 6 week cattle went into grow yards that have started going into feed yards now. So it may be a little shorter on numbers, but it's going to be a game changer as far as this graze deal, spreading these cattle out where they're not all bunched up at one time.
I know that I was down at the Angus convention over the weekend, and one of the speakers there talked about the fact that one of the big changes in our feedlots, which obviously impacts the folks that you're working with that are trying to sell, you know, calves and yearlings, that we're getting closer to 200 days on feed instead of, you know, 150, 160 days on feed. That's a bunch of difference.
That is a bunch of difference, and it replaces where you don't have to have as many cows when you're putting that much more meat on one animal, you know, and they have changed that. Whereas used to, you know, they would discount us, say they wouldn't fit in the box, and they dragged the ground on that. But it's amazing they hadn't changed any of that. But now, yet we're making them a lot bigger than what we were.
I decided that was okay, right?
Yeah. Now it's fine.
Really. So, what? Obviously, muddy out in the country. What are you hearing from Comanche and Woodward for this week?
It's going to be lighter. They were lighter than Woodward today on the cows. Light in Oklahoma City. And Peyton's going to have some cattle tomorrow, but they got 4 and 5 inches down there and 6, and just like North Texas, and got a good rain up there towards Woodward around south and east and north of it. So it's going to be lighter, which is a good thing. And then kind of see the reports out there in the next 4, 5, 6 days, kind of acts like it may be moving back in. So it may be lighter here for a little bit, which isn't a bad thing because it's still warm enough for growing wheat. And there were some guys telling me yesterday they thought their Bermuda grass was green back up and growing. So not a bad thing for this right here, right for winter.
If we can delay, freeze for a little longer, you know, obviously we're getting into the time of year. We can definitely have a freeze almost any time now. And some folks have already, I know. But bottom line, any growth will be welcome.
Absolutely, Rob. Yeah, absolutely. We're just in such much a better place than where we were a week ago when me and you were talking.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Folks want to talk to you about the market, how they do that.
Ron, we'd love to work for them. 940-631-2333. Anywhere we'd like to visit with them.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. They've got the commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, and family also operates the Comanche Market and the Woodward Livestock Market as well in the state. The website, westerncommissioncompany.com, if you want to learn more about Ben Hale and his family and their ability to help you in the cattle marketing business. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.